Hello there, Eastern Sierra fans. It is December 16th, and we have got a packed report this week, touching on local events, sports highlights, community happenings, and a few surprises to keep you in the know, from recent achievements on the basketball courts to updates on community events and holiday news. There's something for everyone here. Before we dive in, don't forget to subscribe to our YouTube channel and follow Eastern Sierra Now on social media to stay connected and never miss an update. All right, let's jump in. Looking to make a meaningful impact as the year winds down, the Mono Arts Council, or MAC, is calling on art enthusiasts and community members to consider a year-end donation. Contributions support their mission to enrich lives through the arts, funding programs like youth art, classes, gallery events, and public art installations across Mono County. Your gift ensures the council can continue its inspiring work while fostering creativity and community engagement. Art programs like these can be life-changing, especially for young students. Although they have raised a significant portion of their $100,000 goal, they need to raise an additional $50,000 to continue providing their current programs. Donations are tax-deductible, and every contribution, big or small, makes a difference. To lend your support, visit the Mono Arts Council website and help keep the arts thriving in the Eastern Sierra. Looking for a festive meal or a quick coffee on Christmas Day in Mammoth Lakes? No need to guess. Plenty of options are here to fuel your holiday spirit. From pre-fixed dinners to casual bites, restaurants like Smokeyard Barbecue and Chop Shop, Austria Hof, and the Brasserie at Mammoth Rockin' Bull are serving up holiday specials. Prefer takeout or the regular menu? Toomey's has you covered. Coffee lovers, rejoice. Mammoth Coffee Roasting Company, Stellar Brew, and Black Velvet Coffee will be brewing your favorite drinks bright and early. So whether you're enjoying the slopes or staying cozy, there's a spot for everyone to celebrate Christmas in Mammoth Lakes. Visit Eastern Sierra Now for the full list of dining options. Are you ready to unwrap a brighter future for your brand? Eastern Sierra Now's holiday sale is here to help you shine. From now until January 1st, 2025, we are giving a 30% discount to new customers. Whether you want to get featured on our popular social media accounts, boost engagement, or spotlight your business on our website with a rotating header banner ad, we got special deals just for you. Don't miss your chance to elevate your brand's reach in 2025 with expert social media management and promotion packages designed to fit your goals. Email advertise at easternsierranow.com or call 760-938-0199 extension 1. Let's make this your business's best season yet. Just a reminder, Santa's swapping his sleigh for a fire truck. That's right. The Bishop Fire Department's Operation Santa rolls through neighborhoods on Wednesday, December 18th, starting at 5:30 p.m. Decked out in lights and sirens, the jolly man himself will spread holiday cheer right to your doorstep. If Santa's route misses your area, don't worry. Designated public viewing spots ensure everyone can join in on the magic. Check out Eastern Sierra Now for the full route details and get ready to wave to Santa as he cruises by. You looking for a unique and cuddly Christmas gift? Well, three Sierra Forever bookstores have you covered with a fantastic holiday sale on stuffed animals. Whether you're shopping for the little ones, animal lovers, or anyone who could use a fluffy friend this season, these adorable critters are the perfect choice. Stop by the Bishop, Lone Pine, or Mammoth bookstore locations for 20% off all stuffed animals, excluding puppets, because, of course, no explanation necessary. And while you're there, explore their great selection of books, puzzles, and other gifts. Support some local gems, spread the holiday cheer, and give a gift that's as timeless as it is huggable. For more information on specific locations, visit easternsierranow.com. The holidays are all about spreading cheer, sharing joy, and giving back. This year, why not support the heartbeat of our community? Eastern Sierra Now's Patreon is the perfect way to give the gift that keeps on giving, keeping local news strong and thriving. Why join? Well, your support helps fund local reporting, stories that matter, and the voices that connect you to the Eastern Sierra. Think of it as your way of sharing in the spirit of giving by empowering transparency, community storytelling, and local connection. Patrons get to experience exclusive behind-the-scenes content, early access to stories and special updates, and the warm, fuzzy feeling of knowing you're making a difference. Head to our Patreon and become part of the family. Your support isn't just appreciated, it's a lifeline for local report. Let's make 2025 an even brighter year together. Patreon.com/Eastern Sierra Now. Here's some upcoming events. We got Experience Warren Miller's 75th ski and snowboard film, 75, celebrating the history of snow sports with breathtaking scenes and snow sport legends. The screening takes place today at 7:30 p.m. at the Minaret Cinemas in Mammoth Lakes. Tickets are $16.95. Connect and collaborate at this festive Women in Business networking event hosted by the Mammoth Lakes Chamber of Commerce. The gathering is today, December 16th, from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. at Outbound Mammoth. The event is $10 to $20 to attend depending on your member status and promises great networking opportunities in a holiday atmosphere. Show off your talents or enjoy local performers at Open Mic Monday, today, December 16th, starting at 6 p.m. at Distant Brewing in Mammoth Lakes. This weekly event is free with delicious drinks and a welcoming community vibe. As a bonus, Distant Brewing provides a variety of equipment, making it easier than ever to participate. Join fellow crafters for a fun evening of stitching and socializing at the Stitch Bitch Monthly Crafting Circle, also known as Sip and Stitch, tomorrow, December 17th, from 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. at the C5 Art Studio in Bishop. This event is perfect for anyone looking to share their creative projects. Test your knowledge at Trivia Night, hosted every Tuesday at Mammoth Brewing Company by the one, the only, Maurice Cooper. The next trivia session is tomorrow, December 17th, starting at 6:30 p.m. Enjoy a lively atmosphere and great prizes while sipping on craft beer. Entry's free.
Yo, it's Shorty coming at you from beautiful Bishop, California. Look at that. Man, I love our mountains. Gorgeous day. My contact information's right here. Shoot me an email. I can help you navigate the program. I'll get you a quote. I'll get you taken care of. We'll figure out a time when your fleet is there or your vehicle is there, when it's convenient for you, your employees, your business, and I will show up, take care of it, get it all hammered out. Let's keep you rolling. Everybody, let's have a great 2025. I'm here to help. So contact me again, shoot me an email. We'll get you taken care of. I hope everybody has a good day. I hope this is helpful. Peace, love, community. Everybody take care of each other. Keep working on being better human beings. Be good. Have a great year, end to 2024, and a great 2025, everybody. Take care.
Okay, let's check out our ski report. Mammoth Mountain is serving up Primo Powder this week with 49 trails open and 7 lifts spinning to whisk you to winter bliss. The base depth is a solid 50 inches. This comes hot, or should we say cold, off the heels of a weekend storm that gifted us with a glorious 19 to 28 inches of fresh snow. But wait, it gets better. Swing by the mill for Mai Tai Monday. Yes, tropical vibes meet alpine adventure. Pair the cocktail with some nachos to fuel up for your next run. Heads up, increasing winds could shake things up this afternoon, so stay tuned for updates on lift and trail status. Hope to ski you later. See what I did there? Let's head over to some sports. Proudly brought to you by our newest sponsor, the Back Alley Bowl and Grill. The Bishop Broncos have had an eventful week across basketball and soccer with some impressive performances, close matchups, and standout moments. From victories to tough competition, here's everything you need to know about how the teams are faring. Again, brought to you by the Back Alley Bowl and Grill. The Bishop Broncos basketball teams have been balancing challenges and triumphs this season. The Bishop Broncos secured an important 48-42 victory over Kern Valley in their first league home game. Led by strong performances on both ends of the court, they brought energy and focus to the win. This victory was due in no small part to the team's ability to work together with top performers like Chris Charlie, Emery Dondero, and Carlos Suelez. I'm sorry if I messed that up. Among many others. Unfortunately, the JV boys struggled in their match against a strong Kern Valley team, falling 58-21. The team showed perseverance with top performers like Jacob Jenkins, Daniel Alvarado, and Tristan Charlie. Despite the score, the team is committed to growth as they learn from each game. Varsity girls showed determination against Kern Valley despite falling 33-54. Key players like Sienna Fuller, Kristen Allen, and Annalie Guerrero had solid performances, and their ability to battle against adversity shows promise for the games ahead. The JV girls took on the Kern Valley team in a fast-paced game, ultimately also falling short 16-37. Scorers in this game included Levia Williams, Maya Montano, and Ellie Boyd. The game highlighted both areas for development and the spirit of competition the team will bring to the next matchup. The Bishop Broncos varsity boys also wrapped up their performance in the Harding Memorial Tournament this weekend with a 2-2 record. Though results varied, the team learned key lessons and from the competition and showed growth that will set the tone for the remainder of the season. The Bishop Broncos soccer team have also been making waves. The varsity boys soccer team dominated in their match against Kern Valley, achieving an impressive 11-0 victory. Big for soccer. Players like Iker Gonzalez, Dakey Ramirez, and Cody Gonzalez were crucial in making this win possible. The team's combination of teamwork, strategy, and scoring depth was on full display as they overwhelmed their opponents with consistent offensive pressure. Offensive pressure is what I was trying to say there. Might have been offensive, I don't know. The varsity girls made a strong comeback, turning a halftime deficit into a victorious performance against Kern Valley. With top performers like Ashley Sandoval and Brooke Taylor, their resilience and teamwork proved pivotal in securing this important win. They are hoping to ride that momentum into upcoming contests. The Bishop Broncos are seeing a mix of challenges and triumphs across basketball and soccer as they push through the heart of their seasons. With strong performances from a blend of seasoned veterans and developing talent, the team is finding their rhythm. Stay tuned as the Broncos look to build on their momentum with big games and exciting opportunities ahead. Visit EasternSierraNow.com for more details and be sure to show up to support these teams in the games to come. And that's our sports brought to you by the Back Alley Bull and Grill. What's up for the weather? Monday, expect partly cloudy skies with a high near 50 and a low around 29. Winds will be light with temperatures feeling colder due to the wind chill. Tomorrow, Tuesday, a bit warmer with a high around 62, mostly clear conditions. Low in the evening will hover near 29. Wednesday through Friday, mostly clear with highs in the 60s and lows near the upper 20s at night. The weather will stay calm with minimal winds expected. Mammoth Lakes today, Monday, conditions will remain mostly clear with highs around 44 and a low of 21 in the evening. Winds are expected at 20 to 30 miles per hour with gusts all the way up to about 40, so careful there. Tomorrow, Tuesday, some clouds in the sky, but temperatures will still range between 44 and 17 for the low. Wednesday and Thursday, light snow showers are expected with moderate snow accumulation in higher elevations. Expect highs around 45 to 47 as the lows dip into the lower 20s. Both Mammoth Lakes and Bishop will experience steady winds from the southwest with speeds around 10 to 15 miles per hour. Keep in mind the wind chill could impact how cold it feels outdoors, especially during the early mornings and evenings. Stay prepared for cold weather, especially if you're heading out for winter sports or outdoor activities. And that wraps up today's news roundup. We've shared the latest highlights and updates shaping the Eastern Sierra community. Thanks for tuning in. Mark your calendars for Friday. Our next report is on the way. We will be taking Wednesday off this week. Make sure to like, subscribe, and follow us on social media to keep the conversation going. Until next time, stay informed, stay connected with Eastern Sierra Now. I'm Jesse Steele. Oh, by the way, my dad wanted me to do a test to see if my dog would react to my voice on TV. Hey, Odie. Hey, Odie boy. Who's a good boy? Odie's a good boy. I'm a good boy? No, Odie's a good boy. Bye.